Thanks again, guys. Gonna jump ahead on the agenda. The next thing I have is a report from the executive director, and that would be Carlos Servan.
I'll hand you the...
Yep, sorry.
You need that? Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Can you guys keep looking there?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to start with the increase of the state state budget for senior blind. We are not able to accept OIB clients at the center, which we were not allowed to do that. We are able to provide more field services to OIB clients. We used to limit them to just 6 or 8 visits and not equipment. Now we are able to not limit the services or the number of visits and providing more equipment. And we are also providing a group teaching. In the areas where we close the offices, we are partnering with churches and senior centers so we can use their kitchen. Recently, we are now able to charge around 22% of cost allocation of OIB to overhead expenses for the whole agency. And all of this is helping to free some money or switch some VR funds so we can provide more services to the basic support folks. This is what really helped us to get, get the clients off order of selection, yeah, but they are out of the wait list. So we are serving all clients who come to the system. We will be in order of selection until March of 2020, when the combined state plan is due to be amended. But meanwhile, we are serving our clients anyways. Yeah. We got some realignment funds, as I informed to you on an email. It was around $1.2 million. This is the first time we get this amount of money. We asked for heaven, and we got heaven. There are just one problem with this. We need to spend that money in a year, but also 15% of that needs to be spent on pre-employment transition services. From all of the money we got from realignment, as I also mentioned, that fund plus also Social Security reimbursement will be used only in some extra items, but not ongoing expenses. So no fixed expenses. Our overall budget is around close to $5 million. And we are already budgeting client services, all overhead expenses, and staff salaries and benefits on those $5 million. So those three areas, we are not going to be using either Social Security or realignment for that. So what are we going to use the money for? Priority will be this year for MBE equipment, all of that BP or vending program we are trying to get into the Department of Corrections. We are already on Stratcom. We have to purchase there several machines. We are also spending some money for equipment for our staff members, renew computers and software, as well as sending staff members for training. We will have some funds if one of you want to attend to the NCSAB conference. We can do that like we did in the past because we have these extra funds. And the rest will be used to keep building our carryover. The WIOA state partners are already having meetings to write the combined state plan. This is a very complex document, and at one point the board here, you will have to look at the part of our plan, because we need your input to make it official, okay? CAD continues to design or redesign business units to simplify and eliminate unnecessary complications. Going from around 500 business units, right, CAD?
Yes.
To around 15. So it's taking her more time to eliminate all of that, but it would be worth it. Carol, Kat, and I went to a regional meeting earlier this month with several agencies for rehabilitation, including the blind. And this happens once a year. It used to be twice a year. And we share experiences and compare notes, basically, on how we are providing services. As part of that, we arrange a meeting with the leadership from VR General. And we talk mainly about two issues, the pre-ed funds and supported employment funds. There is a requirement that each state needs to spend 15%, again, of the overall budget on pre-ed, but that's for state, not for agency, okay? Because of the realignment and the mandates that we haven't spent around $258,000 on pre-ed that we have to. So there is a danger that, yeah, we could spend that, but not necessarily in a productive way. We will spend it mainly to not to send money back to the federal government. But also because of the realignment, it will be very difficult. So we talked to Voc Rehab, and they overspent around $800,000. So combined, the state is already complying with the 15% match. So in other words, we don't need to spend that $258,000 for pre-ed this year. And we will move that money on basic support. Now, that must sound like it's a lot of money. Yes, it's a lot of money and it's going to help us, but keep in mind that a lot of the pre-ed services, in order to get to those services, we need to pay transportation, we need to pay room and board, that is not covered from the pre-ed 15% requirement. So it's going to help us tremendously anyway. Okay. Our longtime fiscal analyst, Sandy Sastet, I think that's how you pronounce her last name, retired after 43 years working for the unicameral. And we have a new fiscal analyst. Her name is Nikki Swap. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. And Kat and I met with her. Nikki sent us an email. We met with her. We explained to her that we are not like any other commission, that we only provide referral and information, but we are the other voc rehab services, so she took note of that. She also toured the training center and was impressed, so she understands what we are about. Senator Robert Clemens also toured our center, and his comments by the end was that he, even though we come to testify and talk about our services, just coming to tour the center, give us an idea of the kind of depthness and diverse type of services we provide. We continue to arrange tours for public officials so they can learn more about what we do. And Kat is helping on that. Some of the other events and meetings I attended were the WIOA partner meetings, the ADA task force, NCSAB, where Carol and I went, Olmsted State Advisory and Steering Committee. Now the Olmsted Plan Committee and Steering Committee, many of you may know that there was a federal case that there were many severe disabled institutions and they were mistreated. So this federal court decided that each state need to come up with a state plan. So the people with multiple disabilities in institutions should be significantly reduced or eliminated. They need to have the right to be independent. Every state agency that serves people with disabilities are involved in this. So it's almost as complex as writing the combined state plan. So more to come on that one. We need to finish this, I think, by March of this coming year. I also attended the NFPN State Convention. And I'm going to be attending, I was invited by UTA to provide some training to Spanish speaker blind individuals on rehab rights. And I'm using vacation time for this because they are paying for all my expenses anyways. I am also part of the NCSAP, the National Council of State Rehabilitation Agencies for the Blind, part of the executive committee. And in that committee, we put together a document for RSA to take some actions on more flexibility on pre-aids and prior approval. We were promised to get some news by this past week. They couldn't do everything they wanted, but at least they came out with some flexibility on prior approval documentations. I don't have all the details now, but in general, we needed to put together a document to ask them for approval on some equipment for clients and so forth. And now, if it's in the IPE, we don't need to put a prior approval. Mark Schultz is the new RSA commissioner. He is realizing that even though he wants to make the changes, he still needs to go to the Office of General Counsel, meaning the lawyers. And they are the ones who are giving a lot of hard time. He wanted to bring us more news about the flexibility for pre-aids, but he was told not yet because he still need to go to the clearance process. So he was allowed to only read one phrase saying, more flexibility will come soon. That's all he could say. But we also had a meeting with him, and they keep telling us that the flexibility, the memo will come out soon, and then it's going to help us. So we will see. Mark Schultz is also the interim Assistant Secretary of Education. So they are the ones who oversee everything for special education. And in a sense, he's going to help because he has both backgrounds, rehab and special education. At the NCSAB conference, they announced that our agency is once again on the top five, very much on the top two, for better services on measurable skills gain. Is that how you pronounce it, Carol?
Yes.
Yeah. And also, one of the other statistics they provided is they were comparing the quality jobs that clients get after they come out from agencies for the blind or combined agencies. And on the agencies for the blind are the ones that have better jobs with better benefits and higher pay. And the emphasis was the separate agencies for the blind. Around 20% more money they make than the combined agencies. So one more reason why we have a commission for the blind in Nebraska. Okay, I'm going. On the WIOA local boards, we renegotiated our portion of payment, and we are paying significantly less. between 80 to 90%, depending which district we are. Before, we were paying just for the number of clients we were serving, rather than for the number of clients that system was serving. 2 years went by and they didn't come up with a system, so we are just telling them, these are the number of clients that you guys serve according to our records, and therefore this is what we are paying. And that's what we are paying. Like in Lincoln, we are paying only $7 compared to $800. Wow. In Omaha, I think it's $300 compared to around $2,900. Well, that gives you an idea.
Wow, yeah.
That's great.
The Omaha office reduced space. I think we're going to tour the office after the meeting, so I won't get too much into that. On the HR area, Adrienne Moody finished her center training by the end of August. She's now working in Omaha. I keep hearing good things about that. Adrienne used to be a rehab tech in Kearney. We reclassified her position for an accountant one, and we hired a part-time person to help the office, and her name is Brandy Harper. She started like 2 months ago, I think, right, Pat?
Yes.
Yep. Doing well?
Very well.
We're paying bills. I have been hearing complaints about late bills. On the contrary, I keep hearing that people are getting paid on time, and I'm glad.
That's weird.
Well, one of the things that I keep emphasizing that needs to be the agency culture is the fact that counselors have, let's say, 30 days to take a referral, doesn't mean we have to wait 30 days.
Right.
If the client is waiting, we should address that right away. Same thing for paying bills. Sometimes we say, well, we have up to 45 days. Well, yeah, but if we keep waiting for that, we are going to be busy, and we are going to just work hard, and they are just waiting. So if we come up with a system, we're still busy, but they don't have to wait.
Yeah.
So I think that's the system that Kat is helping to develop, too.
That's nice.
I'm just taking credit for saying it, but Kat is doing all the work. In Norfolk, we reclassified a position also for an orientation counselor one. We interviewed, well, I wasn't in the interview, Carol was and Connie. They offered the position to Stephanie, the person who used to work with us there, but I don't think she's accepted it yet. She's waiting until next week, is that right?
Monday, I think.
She's Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay. Charlie Salzman was hired to be the Braille and communication instructor. She's on training right now. And she should be finishing in the next 2 or 3 months. As a result, we reclassified the rehab tech position that she left for a position that will be more suitable to just support the front desk. We also interview and hire a person there, and her name is Chelly Readers. We sent an email to all of you guys, I think. You got that too? She started on Monday of last week. As you know, Cindy Zimmer lost her battle of cancer, I think. Commissioner Hanson wanted to spend some more time on that in a day. It was very difficult for all of us. As she was on sick leave, Stephanie Wolbin was teaching the home management class. She now went to Denver to join her husband last week. We opened the position several weeks ago, interview, but didn't get a suitable candidate, so it's now open until filled. So if you know folks who are willing to work at the center, please let them know. For all of those positions, we follow the proper re-employment work plan and recall. And as you know, several of them didn't want to come back. or they have other jobs. Mm-hmm. So we did follow all the procedures. Mm-hmm. Is this the time, Mike, you want to talk about Cindy, or you want to wait until the end of my report?
I just said that I didn't know if Mark had anything he wanted to say.
No, I was made a point on my agenda that we did want to kind of remember her.
So. Yeah, I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge that she's, you know, that the commission had lost a longtime employee. You know, it's a little different when we lose somebody this way versus a decision that's made to where somebody leaves the employment of our agency. She's somebody who contributed a lot to our organization over the. I asked, and I don't know specifically, but I believe that she had worked for the commission since the late 80s or the early 90s?
Late 80s.
30 years. So for quite a significant number of years.
I'm sorry, the early 90s.
Early 90s, yeah. Okay, early 90s. But still for quite a significant number of years, and had made a deep impact on lots of people across Nebraska and across the country. It's not uncommon for me to be talking to a blind person in Nebraska who's gone through the training center, and you know they have you know they're bringing up story after story of fond memories of Cindy. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, she'll be a difficult person to replace, and somebody who made a significant impact on our organization. So,
thank you, Mike. She was always energetic, mm-hmm. and she was the one who at the Lincoln building always tried to organize a monthly get together, you know, birthday parties, something. She will come up with something. Mm-hmm. So, anybody else on Cindy?
She's the only reason I can cook anything.
Okay, back to my report. On technology, you also, as you remember, we had to lay off our technology manager, but we still have technology needs in administration, so the three technology staff members are dividing their skills to support administration and staff members on top of serving clients. Mm-hmm. Larry Olson is the one who is helping more administration for his knowledge on hardware and software. Carol and Greg DeWall finished their training at the National Rehabilitation Leadership Institute. Now all the leadership and supervisors went through that training. So that is going to help us to be on the same page when we're talking about goals and agency culture. On the field services, they are always busy. It's a lot of the same working with employers, especially working with public schools. We notice that more and more the public schools are welcoming us, not as much as we would like to, but if they do welcome us as much as we want, we won't have time to go there, I think. Mm-hmm. But we are having the memorandum of understanding with several schools, with the Nebraska Center for the Education of Children Who Are Blind, and the Department of Education, as well as Project Search, and Project Search also work with the public schools. We are having more home group teaching with both pre-eds and seniors, like I mentioned earlier. Working with employers, working with presentations. At the center now we have 8 students and 1 staff member. I think one of the students is going to be graduating before the end of the month, but 3 more students will be coming to the center after Thanksgiving.
So it'll be full then, right?
It will be full, yeah. Sometimes sometimes a client for personal reasons or health issues, they have to leave, but mm-hmm. it's very much full these days compared to how before Carol came, I think, was what, kind of two clients maybe, this is the average?
Yeah, that seems low.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. But the center is working a lot with the field, and that's what does it.
Mm-hmm.
Field services, they are the ones who refer the clients to,
right,
to the center. Right now, we have a mentoring program going on. I think there are 27 young students. Most of them are mentees. So just wanted to, I think Mark is there for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Right, Mark?
Yes.
Anybody else here? Just Mark, right? Carol and I had breakfast with the students today, and it was nice to hear that energy
mm-hmm.
that sometimes I miss.
You gave a nice kind of overview of the commission. I thought that was real inspiring.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Yeah, it was hard to be inspiring without coffee or breakfast, but I did my best. Yeah. MBE, that's the last part I wanted to talk about. And I might let Carol fill some of the areas for the rest of this, but for Stratcom, we, up to yesterday, or starting yesterday, we started full services. The idea was that everybody from the old building will move into the new building by yesterday, but they haven't yet. I think they are not even half, but we started full services according to the contract. Mark went to tour the cafeteria a week ago, is that right? Or Monday, I think.
Yeah,
oh, Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. I was real impressed. It took a lot of work to get where you are now, and I didn't really have as good of appreciation to the complexity of the security issues that you deal with to get employees hired and have access to the internet and all the different things that make a hard enough job even harder. So I think the layout looks great, the equipment is state of the art, the product flow looks good, product choices are good. A lot of work's been done and a lot of work yet to be done, but I think we got something we can be proud of and that'll represent the blind in Nebraska well. It will impact a lot of people.
And we will have ongoing challenges. Doesn't mean this is it, we are done. No, on the contrary, it's ongoing, and we are taking that challenge. Nancy, a supervisor of the Omaha, she's just, I don't know how we can clone Nancy, but it seems like we already have a clone somewhere, because she's running the Omaha district and helping a lot at the cafeteria as well with our vendor there, who is, you know, having a lot of issues. It's a large operation, it's not easy.
Yeah.
And we're looking at some changes on how we approach the operation with a teaming partner. I had a meeting last night with Hugo Palma. Did he make it here?
No.
No? Okay. He was trying to see if he could come this morning. But they're looking at some changes on how to train their staff members. As any other new operation, people need to train their staff, and because of jumping right away into serving that large population, there was not enough time to train staff members on their specific duties. It was more like, okay, you do this, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have all their staff members there hired, and they still don't. So it's the food industry is not easy. But enough of that. The vending machines are also, I think all of them are at Stratcom now, Carol, or most of them?
They're all there.
They're all there,
mm-hmm.
And that's a different blind vendor, the 26 break rooms. Lots of going on there. We also submitted the RFP for corrections. I think it's 13 or 14 sites.
For correction, it's 14 total.
14 total sites. We should be hearing in the next few weeks, right? Carol and Dave put a lot of thinking and work on that. Now, one of the other things that I want, and I'm going to mention Carol again, because I started this project several years ago with risk management. The requirement of insurance for our vendors went up a lot, and our vendors were complaining that they were not making enough money. So I tried to talk to them about to be reasonable with our vendors, that we are not a big corporation, that we, if they could allow us to have a group insurance, they say no, we are back and forth. Then they change their lawyers, then the other person retired, well, on and on. So when Carol came, I told Carol, Carol, I was working on this, and to be honest, I thought maybe risk management was going to keep us dancing and giving us a hard time, which they did, I think, not intentionally, but also because they didn't know how to do it. But Carol, once again, saying there is no place for failure, I'm going to come up with this, come up with that. She finally got a group insurance, so I want to make sure that she gets all the credit for this. It wasn't easy. She will come up to my office, Carlos, I think we're almost there. And then she will come, no, we are not there. But then she will come back, we are there now. So we got a group insurance, and our vendors are paying way less money now for insurance, meaning they can take more money home as blind people.